Priest in Mountain Home.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
The Willoughby Mountain Home's fastball to start this second quarter as they trail Nelson 13-12. Callan Benton will carry the inbound pass on the far sideline. Gets into Gilbert. We are back underway. Gilbert across the timeline. Throws it to Benton. Now up top to Peters. Peters goes to the left wing. Gets it there to Cruz. Cruz will dribble toward the free throw line. Finds Bashir's in the right corner. Now kicks out to Cruz. He's going to try another three-pointer. Good. Luke Cruz already in double figures with 10 points. That is the third lead change of the night. Mount Holmes on top 15-13 with 7:36 left of the first half. Here is Fulton into the front court. Throws over on the right side to Moore. Now ball goes down to Pegram. He is going to be fouled going up for the layup, and he goes to the free throw line with a two-shot opportunity. Hunter Bashir picks up his second personal foul, team foul number five against the Bombers. So Jamarius Pegram at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has yet to score in this game. First free throw for Pegram is up. No good. Baylor Cresilius checking in for the first time tonight for Mount Home, replacing Hunter Bashir's. Cresilius, a 6'2 senior. We are 31 seconds into the second quarter as Pegram's got one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up and good. So Mount Holmes' lead is cut to a point, 15-14 our score. Benton will walk the ball across the timeline for the Bombers. Throws it to Gilbert in the on the left side. He's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Kane. He'll kick it out to Fulton, who will bring it into the front court. Fulton has it on the right side. Takes the screen, dribbles up to the top. Throws over on the right side to Kane. Down on the low block, it goes to Pegram, and he puts up the layup good. Fourth lead change of the night. Nelson on top, 16-15, with less than 7 minutes left of the half. Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home. Throws over to Peters. Peters goes between the circles. Goes over to the left side. Picks up his dribbles. Now throws it up to Benton. Back over to Peters. Now he dribbles down near the left corner. Back out on the wing to Benton. Benton dribbles up to the top. Gives it to Cruz on the right side. Cruz will dribble up to the top. Now he's going down towards the lane, going to give it to Cresilius there in the paint. Going up for the layup. No good, but draws contact, and now he'll head to the free throw line. Charles Moore picks up his first personal foul, team foul number three against the Raiders. So Baylor Cresilius at the free throw line for the first time tonight. 6:27 left of the half. Cresilius' first shot is up and in. Marion McFadden and Cortez Hamilton will check back into the game for Nelson, replacing Jamarius Pegram and Jared Graham. But one more free throw for Cresilius. He can get Mount Home the lead back with the second shot. Free throw is up, and he gets both. 2 points on the night for Baylor Cresilius. Fifth lead change of the evening. 17-16, Mount Home on top. 6 points left of the first half. Ball is over on the left side. Now it goes up top to McFadden. Over to Fulton on the right. He drills between the circles. Now Fulton takes the screen, goes over to the left side, throws up top to Kane. Down on the low block. It goes to McFadden, and he's going to be fouled from behind as he goes up for the shot. So it's a two-shot opportunity at the free throw line for Marion McFadden. Colton Peters picks up his second personal foul, team foul number six against Mount Home. The next one will put Nelson in the bonus. Marion McFadden at the free throw line, where so far he's one of two with 1 point. First shot is up and in. One more free throw coming from McFadden. Dawson Taylor checking back in for Mount Sonoma as Colton Peters will sit down with his second foul. Again, 5:59 left of the half as Fenton has one more free throw. Second shot is up, and he gets both. Sixth lead change of the night. Nelson up 18-17. Inbound pass goes to Griselius. He gets into the front court. Goes to the left side, throws it to Benton. Now, Benton has it on the left wing. Takes the screen from Tabor. Throws up top to Cruz. Cruz going to try another three-pointer. This one will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Nelson. Pulls it quickly back the other way, going up for the layup. No good, but draws contact, and he'll head to the line for a pair. Luke Cruz picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number 7 against Mount Sonoma, so that does put Nelson in the bonus. There's going to be two shots regardless for Kevin Fulton. So far, he's 0-1 from the free throw line with 2 points. With 5:37 left of the half, Fulton's first free throw is up and in. One more free throw for Kevin Fulton. Second shot for Fulton is up. He gets both. He now has 4 points. 20-17, Nelson up by three with a little over 5.5 minutes left of the third quarter. And now foul is going to be called on Nelson as Gilbert gets it across the timeline. That is on Cortez Hamilton, his second personal foul, team foul number 4 against the Raiders. Nathan Anderson checking in for Nelson for the first time tonight, replacing Cortez Hamilton. Anderson, a 6'1 senior. Gilbert takes an inbound pass, throws over to Tabor on the right wing. Up top to Benton. Benton will give it over to Griselius on the left. Up top to Cruz. Back over to Griselius. He'll take the screen from Cruz. Throws down into the corner. Kicks out to Cruz on the left wing. Up top to Benton. Back over to Cruz. Over to Griselius on the left wing. Up top to Gilbert. Finding Tabor in the paint. He has the ball knocked away from him. Ball still loose. And it's going to be a jump ball. And it will be Nelson's basketball on the possession arrow. Third turnover of the night against Mount Sonoma with 4:54 left to play in the first half. Raiders will get it back leading 20-17. And before we get started back to play, they're going to wipe up some of the perspiration off the floor as players went diving for that ball. So checking into the game for the first time tonight for Mount Sonoma, it's been in Pinson as he replaces Bader Cecilius. Pinson, a 6'2 senior. Inbound pass goes to Fulton. He'll walk it across the timeline. Half-court man-to-man for Mount Sonoma. Ball goes on the right side to Anderson. Down on the low block. And now goes to Kane on the left elbow. And he's going to be called for the offensive foul. Jarquavius Kane picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 5 against Nelson, and their third turnover of the night. 4:40 left play in the first half. Mount Sonoma gets the ball back, trailing 20-17. Inbound pass goes to Benton. Benton into the front court. Dribbles to the left wing. Throws it up top to Gilbert. Back over to Benton on the left side. Now up top to Pinson. Pinson will throw it, will drill to the elbow. Now gives it back to Benton. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the left wing. Good. Talon Benton with 5 points on the night. Third tie of the evening as we're knotted up at 20-all with 4:10 left to play in the first half. Here's Fulton into the front court. Dribbles to the left wing. Now thought about the jumper. Now kicks it out to McFadden. He dribbles up in the circles. McFadden's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Dawson Tabor. Back on the Bombers. Talon Benton throws into the front court to Cruz. He's going up for the layup. It's going to be blocked from behind, but a foul is going to be called on Nelson. Much to the dismay of the Raider crowd, Luke Cruz will be at the line for a pair of free throws. McFadden picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 6 against the Raiders. So Luke Cruz at the free throw line, where so far he's 1 of 2 with 10 points and a chance to put the Bombers back on top. First free throw for Cruz. Good. Jerry Graham checking back in for Middleton as Hugh will replace McFadden, who just picked up his second foul. So that was the... Chase down by save it inbounds. Good try by Bennett Pinson. Just couldn't keep him from going out of bounds. And it will be Nelson's basketball. Mount's home leading 21-20 with 3:49 left of the first half. Fulton into the front court, dribbles to the left wing. The right wing it is, I'm sorry. Now he'll go back up to the top. Over 3.5 minutes left of the first half. Now Fulton's going to dribble down into the lane, kick it out to Moore. Now back up top to Fulton. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound knocked around. We're going to be last touch, I believe, by Mountain Home. No, they're going to say by Nelton. Okay. I thought Mountain Home had touched that last, but officials definitely had a better view of it than I did. I'm up here at the top, and they're right down there on the floor. So it's going to be Mountain Home's basketball with 3:18 left of the half as they lead 21-20. And an offensive foul in the backcourt. Gilbert used his forearm to get some distance between himself and his defender, Fulton. That is Wyatt Gilbert's first personal foul, team foul number 8 against Mountain Home, and their fourth turnover of the night. Inbound pass from Jared Graham on the far sideline. He gets into Fulton up at the top. Ball goes over on the left side to Anderson, and a foul away from the ball. Yes, that's Dawson Tabor. Looks like the ball was going to go down to King, and Tabor fouled him before it did. That is Tabor's first personal foul, team foul number 9 against the Mountain Home. So Jarquavius King at the free throw line for the 1-1. First shot is up, no good. He misses the front end, and the rebound is controlled by Mountain Home. So over 3 minutes left in the first half. Mountain Home with the ball, leading 21-20. Gilbert dribbles the ball into the front court. He has it on the right wing, takes the screen from Tabor. Up top it goes to Cruz. Over to Benton on the left wing. He's going to dribble down towards the lane, and he's going to be fouled from as he was looking to give the ball up. So 1-1 coming up for Talon Benton. That's the 17th foul against Nelton and the first personal foul against Nathan Anderson. So Talon Benton at the free throw line for the first time tonight with 5 points. And 2:50 left to play in the first half. It's a 1-1 opportunity for Talon Benton. First shot is up and in, so he does earn the bonus. One more free throw for Benton. Second shot is up. Well, no good. He gets 1-2. But chases down his own rebound, and Mountain Home will keep possession. Wow. And no, Mountain Home had no one around the free throw line. It was just all Nelson players. But he did a good job of knocking that rebound away and getting it. Here's Ben with it on the left wing. Throws up top to Gilbert, and a foul on Nelton. I saw someone grabbing some jersey there. Charles Moore picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 8 against Nelton. So Wyatt Gilbert at the free throw line for the first time tonight for the 1-1. And before he shoots, it is going to be Marion McFadden and Torrance Tuberville checking back in for Nelton, replacing Nathan Anderson and Charles Moore. So 2:35 left as Wyatt Gilbert will be at the free throw line to try to build on Mount Holmes' lead. First free throw is up and in, so he does earn the bonus, and he can make it a two-possession game with this second free throw. One more shot coming for Gilbert. Second shot is up, rolls around, and goes in. Wyatt Gilbert now with 5 points, and Mountain Home leads 24-20. About 2.5 minutes left to play in this first half. Here's Fulton into the front court, dribbles to the right wing, throws it up top to McFadden, and a foul away from the ball will be called on the Bombers. Dawson Tabor picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 10 against Mountain Home. So that puts Nelson in the double bonus, and two-shot opportunity coming up for Jarquavius Kane. He is so far 2-3 from the free throw line with 8 points. 2:24 left to play in the first half. Kane's first free throw is up. No good. Checking back in for Nelson is Jamarius Pegram, as Marion McFadden will take a seat. And Charles Moore is now going to come back in the game for Nelson. as he'll replace Jared Graham. One more free throw for Kane with 2:24 left of the half. Second shot is up and good. He gets one of two. And it's back to a one-possession game. Mount Home up 24-21. Gilbert looking to get the ball into the front court. And he does. Drills to the left wing. Now he's going down into the corner. Pulls up for the jumper. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with 7 points. 26-21. Back quickly the other way. Nelson, no problem breaking the press. Jarquavius Kane with the layup. He now has 11 points. And it's back to a three-point lead for Mount Home. 26-23 our score. Less than 2 minutes left of the half. Here is Gilbert into the front court. Throws it over to Benton on the left wing. Takes the screen. Thought about the three. Now trying to figure out where to go with it. Throws it across court to Gilbert. He has it on the right side. Gilbert's going down towards the corner. He's going to pull up for another jumper. This one will not go. And this time, boy, hit. I tell you, Pegram had the ball knocked, had a rebound for a moment. They had the ball knocked away from him. Mount Home gets the steal and immediately calls timeout. So we'll break with 1:33 left to play in the first half. Mount Home leading in Nelson 26-23. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
Well, good hustle play by Mountain Home after Pegram got the rebound. He had it knocked away from him and stolen by Mountain Home, and they immediately called timeout to avoid getting caught in the ball. That's the fourth turnover against Nelson with 1:33 left to play in the half. Mountain Home will inbound it under their own basket, leading 26-23. Tom Ben looking to inbound it, and he cannot get it in before the 5 second count. So that's a turnover against Mountain Home. Their fifth of the night. So Nelson will get the ball back with a chance to either cut to one or possibly tie it. Here's Fulton into the front court for the Raiders. Throws over on the right side to Moore. Has the ball knocked away from him. He gets it back, but finds Torrance Tuberville cutting into the lane for the layup. Good. Tuberville's first 2 points of the night. Mount Home's lead is cut to a point. 26-25 with 1:09 left. Here is Gilbert throwing it to Cruz on the right wing. Cross court to Pinson. He's going to pull up the three on the left side. No good. Ball chased down. Last touch. They're going to say. Nope. They're going to say Mountain Home last touch that. I thought Nelson touched that before he went out of bounds, but they're going to give the ball to the Raiders with 58.7 seconds left. Baylor Cresselia is checking back in for Mountain Home, replacing Bennett Pinson. So Nelson will have a chance to get the lead back. Officials going to have a little more table when diving for that ball. 26-25, Bombers leading it. Fulton into the front court for Nelson. Throws over on the right side to Moore. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound was tipped right to the hands of Jamarius Pegram. He puts it up. And eighth lead change of the night. 27-26, Raiders on top. Here's Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Takes the screen from Tabor. Throws it up top to Cruz. Over to Benton on the right side. He'll take the screen. Dribble into the lane. Now kicks it up top to Tabor. Over to Gilbert on the left wing. 21 seconds left. Gilbert going dribble down to the paint. Now kicks it to Tabor. He goes up for the jumper. It was blocked, but he draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line. 17.1 seconds left. Jamarius Pegram picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 9 against Nelson. It will be a two-shot opportunity for Dawson. With 17.1 seconds left. First shot for Tabor is up and good. So now he can give Mount Sonoma the lead back for the second free throw. No good. He gets one of two, and the rebound controlled by Nelson. The fourth tie of the night. We're knotted up 27 with 13 seconds left. Here is Fulton into the front court. 8 seconds. 5 seconds. Fulton's dribbling to the left side. Ball goes over to the left side. Now back to Fulton. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer at the buzzer. No good. And we have reached the end at the end of the first half with the two teams knotted up. Our score at the break, Mathnone 27, Nelson 27. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!